Lord and Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your word. Thank you that you have spoken to your people through it down the centuries. We pray that now, by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would speak to us afresh. And we ask this in the name of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Over these last few weeks, we've been looking at the words of the Creed, this statement of Christian faith, which Christians have been saying for roughly 1700 years. This creed, which is called the Nicene Creed, because it began life in a place called Nicaea. It was originally sort of started in 325 AD. So the fact that we're in 2025 shows that this statement of what it means to be a Christian is something which the church has cherished, as I say, for some 17 centuries. And it's deeply precious, deeply important, and gives us the fundamentals of our faith. And we are looking through it because as Christians, we want to be clear about what it is that we believe and how this faith makes a difference to life even today, as I say, some 1700 years after it was first written. And so we've looked at what the Creed says about God the Father, about God the Son, and now we're looking at the clauses or the lines about the Holy Spirit. And it says, we believe in the Holy Spirit who has spoken by the prophets, who has spoken by the prophets. And in our passage today from the book of Acts, the early Christians say much the same. They make clear that the Holy Spirit has been speaking through those who have spoken in the past. You may know this story. Peter and John are arrested for speaking in the name of Jesus. They spend a night in jail, and then they are released, and they go back to their brothers and sisters, the early church, and they give thanks to God for his faithfulness. And in their prayer, they say these words: Sovereign Lord, you made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. In other words, they take the words of King David and they fearlessly and quite naturally say and affirm that the Holy Spirit has spoken through these words. That these words recorded in Scripture, what Christians call the Old Testament, but of course to our Jewish friends are their Scripture, their Bible, the Hebrew Scriptures. They said that the Spirit has spoken through these words. You have inspired David to say these words. So they are David's words, but they are also your words. Spirit speaking through David. So the words that are recorded are simultaneously human and divine. They express, of course, the thoughts and feelings of David, but they also express truth from God. And then they quote from one of the Psalms. You probably know the book of Psalms, 150 of them, many of them, most of them, although not all of them, written by King David. And here they quote from Psalm 2, the second of the Psalms. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed one. They take the words of the psalm and they say, here they are. And look, that has happened. Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. What David has said has come to pass. It has found its fulfillment in what has happened to Jesus. So the Spirit has not just enabled King David to speak in a sort of theoretical way, a sort of refined way that says, you know, this is what God is like, all of which is true, of course. It's actually applying it, bringing it down to earth and saying, look, it's true in practice. What you said would happen has happened. And if you read the Gospels, you'll read time and time again that the first sort of disciples of Jesus, the first people who wrote the Gospels, are forever saying, as it is written, as it is written. Mark's Gospel begins, actually, it says, the beginning of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and then it talks about Isaiah, the prophet, prophesying that John was to come. In other words, Scripture gives us one story, one beautiful narrative, wound together, bound together, promise and fulfillment, the Spirit speaking, fulfilling, and then speaking again. So much so that St. Paul can write in a little bit later on in 2 Timothy chapter 3, says these words, which again are quite well known, saying to this young man Timothy, he says, as for you, continue in what you have learned and become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learnt it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed. That wonderful phrase. All Scripture is God-breathed. The breath of God, the Spirit of God. The Hebrew word for this is a beautiful word, the word ruach. And actually, so I've learned this week, the word ruach is feminine. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. All Scripture is God-breathed. The Spirit has enabled the Scripture to be written, spoken, and recorded. But more than that, the Spirit now enables us to hear God's word again and afresh through it. So reading the Scriptures is, at its best, a deeply spiritual experience. Prayerfully asking the Spirit to breathe life afresh through his word into our hearts and minds, that he can speak to us afresh, that he can take his word and apply it to us in such a way that our lives can be transformed. As I say, if you've been a Christian many years, these are truths that you are probably well familiar with, but they are still worth pausing and reflecting on. We've spoken about the glory of God in creation. We've spoken about the wonder of God in redemption, Jesus' death and resurrection. We've spoken about the amazing truth that the Spirit of God now dwells in our hearts, actually brings us to new life in him. Here we are affirming that he still speaks, that he can speak to us, that the one who has placed the stars in the sky can speak to us. If we take his word and we read it prayerfully and openly, asking him to bless us and to speak to us again. Isn't that an amazing thought? He can and will speak to us. I'm just going to pause for a moment. We've been also following this little booklet about the Creed and how we can be helped to understand it. And one of the sentences in this I found really amazing. It says, to read the Bible is to start on the work of a lifetime of prayer, seeking the Holy Spirit's help in understanding the words God has given us. It can be challenging, sometimes because the words are hard to interpret, and sometimes because they are easily understood, yet tell us something we don't want to hear. Isn't that amazing? Imagine saying the Lord's Prayer, which is found in Scripture. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And imagine the Spirit saying to you, as you read those words in Scripture, what about that person? What about your sister? What about your uncle? What about your friend? Spirit comes and speaks, and sometimes it's wonderful and reassuring and brilliant, and sometimes it is deeply and profoundly challenging. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who has spoken by the prophets, who speaks through God's word. But you know, this scripture that we've read this morning also reminds us of another truth. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken. I think this is where we get the idea of the Quakers, who in the first parts of their lives would pray and wait for the Spirit to come and make them quake. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who has spoken by the prophets. He has spoken through his word, but he also speaks through his people. Not with the same authority of the written scripture. We know that the Bible, the scriptures, are complete and they are given to us across time, across history, across geography. But nonetheless, the Spirit still speaks through one another. I don't know if you've ever had that experience where somebody begins to talk to you. Perhaps they start by challenging you on something you have done or said. And as they begin to talk and begin to share with you what they want to say, you realize, however painfully, that what they are saying to you is true. I know I've told this story before, please forgive me for repeating myself, but when I was at college, theological college, for some reason it was my job to wish people happy birthday. I don't know why I got that job, but I had to ring a little bell and wish someone a happy birthday, okay? That was my job. And one of the lecturer's sons was 18. 18, that's a big one, isn't it? And so I rang the bell and I wished him a happy birthday. And then for some reason, best known to myself, I suppose, I then said, and by the way, Rachel and I have just got engaged. Okay, like that. Now, Rachel was a student in the college who I did fancy, and I had asked her out, and she'd said no. Okay, all right? Praise God for that, okay? Because Joe wasn't long round the corner, all right? But everybody laughed. And then my best friend in the college came to me a couple of days later. And he said to me, Tom, why did you do that? You upstaged him. And the moment he said those words, you upstaged him, I knew he was right. It wasn't my job to put the attention on him and then take it back to myself. It was my job to wish this 18-year-old lad happy birthday. Now, please Don't misunderstand me. I am sure that Alistair, his name was Alistair, has long since forgotten about me, okay? But I haven't forgotten about him. And I thank God for that friend who came and told me. Was that the word of God to me? Yes, it was. The quiet, humble witness of people telling us the truth under God enables us to grow, doesn't it? We hear in the letter to the Ephesians that we are meant to speak the truth in love until we all grow into the fullness of Christ. It's hard to do it, isn't it? It's really hard to do it. But the Spirit who has spoken through the prophets, who has spoken through the word, is the same Spirit who speaks in us, that we can share the word with one another, gently, humbly, lovingly, but truthfully, that we might be transformed into the people who can dare to think that one day we might be like Jesus. The Holy Spirit who has spoken by the prophets, the Holy Spirit can speak to you, and the Holy Spirit can speak through you. God is not silent. He is still speaking his love and his truth and his hope. He is in the business of changing us, and he is in the business of changing the world. Amen.